Based out of Covington, the Northern Kentucky Brotherhood singers perform in the old-school a cappella fashion. Rick Jennings, Eric Riley, Stace Darden, Demetrius Davenport, and Sam Norris Jr. specialize in the intricate, emotional four-part harmony, Jubilee style, pioneered by groups like the Dixie Hummingbirds and the Soul Stirrers. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, live in the studio with the Brotherhood, all five of them. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Northern Kentucky Brotherhood began, Rick, as does most of the world's best music in the church.
In the church, in the schools, and as well as in the communities. There's the various different spirited music that come from all avenues, different spirited tunes.
Stace, were you all singing together in church
at some point? No,
Different churches separately?
Well, different churches, that's correct. I was at a New Jerusalem Baptist Church when I met these gentlemen about 10 years ago. Actually, it'll be 11 years in February.
Same five, all 11 years?
No. Rick and Eric were our original members.
Rick, can you give us a quick history of how the Brotherhood formed?
We started at the 9th Street Baptist Church in Covington, Kentucky, under the leadership of Reverend Richard B.L. Fowler and the Reverend Robert Butch Gillespie. From there, we expanded out to other members that grew up in Covington with Brother Eric Riley, Luther Scruggs, and the other members were at 9th Street Baptist Church were Bob Mullins and Greg Page.
Eric Riley, hanging out back there in the second tier. What is it about the harmony singing that touches people's souls so?
Wow. That's a hard question. But
that's why I gave it to you.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know. I think the feel that you get makes it, you know, it makes it all okay. You know what I mean? The harmony is one thing, and, you know, music is a language within itself. The harmony is something extra, actually. The feeling you get is what makes it all okay.
Do you work with a director or are you self-directed?
We're self-directed.
Demetrius, how do you achieve a blend without a director?
Well, we're all gifted. That's one thing in the music we can, mostly all of us guys can sing on a regular scale of music, any particular part. So with the mindset of us knowing that, is easy to put it into a blended harmony.
Sam Norris.
Yes.
Yes. You've got that big bass voice. So I'm guessing your part is always pretty well predetermined.
Yes.
How do you arrange the other vocals that once you choose a piece of music?
Well, what happens is that when they get to singing, and these guys are like angels, you know, the harmonies and notes and things just begin to flow. And I'm just at the bottom, and they say, well, Sam, you can do whatever you want to do. And I said, you sure you want me to do that? So it's easy once they get started.
I think before you leave, we have to have you cut a couple of station IDs. Stace, how do you choose your material?
Pretty much by listening to music from all genres. A lot of songs are from groups like Take Six, or there's a group by the name of the Cincinnati Harp Tones here that we admire a lot. They were in the 40s and 50s, 60s, around that time. So, and plus in the churches, just different music that we hear around. We think about it and say, you know what, we might be able to put some type of a harmony around it and put the Brotherhood flavor into it.
Yeah, the Brotherhood flavor. I mean, five-part harmony.
Yes.
That's intricate stuff. And does it just sort of fall your way? Or is somebody actually sitting down and writing out the arrangements?
No, it's natural. Like you said, we have the five different talents here that we blend together. The spices that come from the different personalities blend together and make the sound pleasing to the taste buds of the soul. We've been blessed with the ability, of course, you know, the grace and culture of music is powerful, and what we found in our ministry is that the music does speak to everyone, no matter what the mindset might be. There's a sound or a blend that seems to register to the mind and the hearts of the listeners.
We're visiting with the Northern Kentucky Brotherhood Singers, and in just a couple of minutes, they're going to treat us to some actual singing. But you brought up a good point, Rick, with your ministry. Technically, the tone and the notes and all that is very important, but the lyric and the message is important to you gentlemen as well. Eric, how do you decide what causes to speak for, what issues to speak to?
We don't. God decides that. And we just do what he tells us to do, bottom line.
And of course, we're here on the eve of Martin Luther King Day, a great, great American we celebrate every year. And Demetrius, does that speak especially to the Brotherhood? Will you be doing anything special to commemorate Dr. King's birth?
Yes, we're in the process of learning, hopefully a new song for that particular. But we have songs that do speak to that era of Martin Luther King, a great man of God. And we always want to sing, you know, remember him every year for all the great work that he did.
Stace?
And we'll also be singing for the AARP Martin Luther King program at the Memorial Hall on January 21st.
What time is that?
It's from 1 to 2 p.m.
It's the Northern Kentucky Brotherhood Singers showing their dedication and respect for Dr. King. All right, so you came here today and you're performing the wonderful classic People Get Ready. Why did you choose that one to do today, Rick?
I don't know. I just, it feels good. The harmony is usually pretty tight, and it's something that I think you all enjoy. People get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket. You just get on the board. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, yeah. People get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. All we need is faith to where the diesel running. We don't need no baggage, we just get on board. Get on board, get on board. Good God Almighty, get on board.
Get on board.
People get ready, there's a train to Jordan. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. All we need is faith to where the diesel running. We don't need no baggage, we just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, thank you all to do it.
Thank the Lord,
yeah. People get ready, there's a train in Jordan. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. All we need is faith to where the diesel running. We don't need no baggage, we just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord,
yeah.
Thank the Lord,
you wanna thank him.
Thank the Lord, oh, thank the Lord.
Nay.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. You ought to do it.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
What else would you like to accomplish with your music, Stace?
The sole purpose of the group is to get the gospel message out. If we have multiple opportunities to do that abroad or locally, then that's what we are sanctioned to do by the Lord. So
yes.
That's what we love to do.
Y'all have been all around the world, haven't you? And I was hearing before we began to record that that Sam is an especially treasured passenger aboard airlines. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I like the way you express that.
And you are members of the Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame.
Yes,
congratulations
we're honored.
On that. Yes, are y'all so Kentuckians by birth?
No, just the original members, Eric and myself. And then, of course, the rest of the guys are from Cincinnati.
And was that very gratifying to be recognized by your own neighbors and friends?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do you sing anywhere regularly, any particular church now?
No, not we just wherever the demand for us, wherever folk feel they need to be fed, then they contact us. And we have the Lord prepare the ministry for us to deliver the appropriate songs to speak to the hearts and the minds of the listeners.
Are there a lot of a cappella vocal groups singing the gospel message?
No, it's a dying art. And we met with the Dixie Hummingbirds back in 98, and they told us, hang in there, keep this thing going, because it's a dying art, and they liked what we're doing. So we sort of take some of the songs, the old stuff, and we resurrect them, so to speak. And we just have fun with them. Give those songs a brotherhood flavor, and we just have fun with it.
Rick, do you find young people responding to your sound?
Young, old, it makes no difference. We can register whoever the listeners might be. The combination of the seasoning that we flavor in our blended tones, like I say, seems to register with any listener.
The Northern Kentucky Brotherhood Singers began in church. No matter how far they travel, they're never far from it. As they say on their Facebook page, Jesus is our Savior and our main influence, as well as family. They're artists who love to sing. They represent the tri-state area all over the world. For more information and a link to their music and their schedule, upcoming dates, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your music and your positive message in a world that needs it more than ever.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And may God bless you.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Wait in the water, wait in the water, children, wait in the water, God's gonna trouble the water, wait in the water, wait in the water, children, wait in the water, God's gonna trouble the water. Come on and wait
in the water.
Everybody wait.
Wait in the water.
Oh,
wait in the water.
Oh,
God's gonna
come on and
wait in the water.
Everybody
wait in the water.
Oh, wait
in the water.
Come on.
Now see that host dressed in red.
God's gonna trouble the water.
You know she looks just like someone that Moses led.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh, and see that host dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble the water.
You know she looks just like the Israelite.
God's gonna trouble the water. Water.
Come on and
wait in the water.
Everybody
wait in the water.
Oh,
wait in the water.
Come on, yeah.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Now the water was chilly, chilly and cold.
God's gonna trouble the water.
And you know it chilled my body, but not my soul.
God's gonna trouble.
Oh, and if you don't believe, I mean, redeemed.
God's gonna trouble
Then why don't you follow me down to that Jordan stream? Come on, y'all.
Come on and wait.
Wait in the water.
Wait
in the water.
Wait.
Wait in the water. God's gonna draw the water.
Come on and wait.
Wait in the water.
Everybody wait,
wait in the water.
Wait.
Wait in the water.
Come on, yeah.
God's gonna trouble the water.
God's gonna trouble
the water.
Early in the morning.
God's gonna trouble the water.
In the middle of the day.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Everything will be alright. Alright. Early in the morning, yeah. In the middle of the day, yeah. Late at night, oh. Everything will be alright. 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 Alright, listen. Put your hands in the hands of the man to steal the water.
Oh,
put your hands in the hands of the man to come and see. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently. Put your hands in the hands of the man. Galilee, gonna trouble, Lord. Gonna trouble, gonna trouble, Lord. 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 Gonna trouble, 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 gonna
trouble,
gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble, gonna trouble,